Is life making you anxious or stressed? You feel you'll explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. From the studios of KXAM, welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned and learn how you can open your mind and soul to new possibilities in life. Now here's your host, Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and this is the show where every week we deal with mental health issues from a more holistic perspective, meaning body, mind, and spirit, and finding a balance in that. This is also a show where we all know that the truth will set you free. The question we ask here is, how long are you willing to keep freedom on hold? How long are you willing to keep struggling with not being happy, with having the emotional, spiritual, and physical pains that you live with every day, and don't seek solution, but think about seeking solution and praying for solution and wanting it, but not taking any action. So this is a show where we talk about tools and techniques that you can do to take action, places you can go to take action, places you can go and people you can connect with in order to learn how to change your life, how to change your belief systems, how to change your sense of who you are and how your life and your world can be. So today we're going to be talking about, the title of today's show is The Truth is in the Breath. Now those of you that know me know not only that I'm a psychotherapist, but I'm also a rebirther or a breath worker. And this is something I've been doing since 1986. One of my teachers has been a guest on my show, Sandra Ray. Another teacher of mine has been a guest on my show, Peter Kane. Another teacher, Rhonda Levand, all have been guests on my show and all have been part of my rebirthing training or my breathworker training. And I incorporate that into my practice as a psychotherapist. And I have found that using the breath in the form of rebirthing actually accelerates the work that people are doing in therapy. It actually gets them through a lot of their resistance and gets them through a lot of the problems that they're facing and getting to solution a lot faster. Now, that is one form of breath work. And if you want to know more about it, you can actually go to my archive on tellthetruthfaster.com and particularly listen to the show I did very early on with Peter Kane, where we actually talked about rebirthing itself, and get more information on that. There are many other forms of breath work. And those of you who do Pilates and take aerobics classes know that the breath, those of you who jog and do running, anything aerobics, know that the breath is a important part of what you're doing. Oxygenating your system on a regular basis is a very healing, grounding, relaxing thing. And after a while, you're no longer in touch with the effort it's taking to do these classes and to do these practices. You're actually more in touch with the new level of energy you're feeling and the new level of well-being that you're feeling, the higher level of focus that you're feeling. So any of you that are listening know that if you've done anything dealing with aerobics and breath work, that it helps. Breath is also very significant in meditation work. In yoga, it's a much slower breath usually, although there are some forms of meditation that use a very quick accelerated breath. But it's still about using the breath. It's still about going to the cornerstone of how we're built, and that is oxygen. It's about oxygenating the system. It's about using oxygen and using focus to ground oneself and to relax oneself. And the more relaxed we are, the quieter our minds can be, and the more we can access the creative flow within us. So that's basically what today's show is going to be about. the breath in many forms is the most basic need that we have and the most basic tool for healing. And my guest today actually came out, when I talk about basics, very often the simplest things are usually the most productive things. And the breath is, in its most simple form, can be its most healing. And my guest today came out with this, he calls it the 5-minute book. It's kind of a survival kit, which basically uses 5 minutes a day, or as he says in this, it could be 5 minutes a week or a month, but as long as you're doing it and practicing the techniques that we're going to be talking about, it can help you get more grounded, create more energy, reduce stress, and not be so much at the effect of other people's emotions around you. My guest today is Wayne McDonald, who is a life practitioner and the founder of an amazing website called the Holistic Web Directory, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. And he's also, and I'm proud to say, somebody I've known for quite a while. And on my very first show on August 2nd, 2001, he was my very first guest. And he's back again today. Wayne, you there?
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, welcome again to the show.
Glad to be here.
Anything else you want people to know about you before we start talking about this breath work that you...
No, I think that pretty well sums it up. It was nice to hear it because sometimes we do what we consider our work, our jobs, and we just think, well, that's just what I do. And it was kind of nice listening to all that and going, well, I'm pretty impressed with myself.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being impressed with ourselves in terms of what we are offering. What impresses me about you is I know that you just said I'm very impressed with myself, but I also know you as somebody who does not come from a place of ego. And
that's very true.
Excuse me?
That's very true. One of the things I say in my website, my purpose is to be in service and to teach people self-discovery.
Well, and I know that about you, too. In fact, I know that we actually met via the Hayride and the Center for Living and places where, as I met you, you were about service. You were really there to be of service to others. So, let's talk
about... Yeah, part of my other background is where some of this also came from is I did massage work for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And part of where I'm at now is as a result of taking ownership of my life purpose, which was to be a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned in massage school and also just self-discovery for my own self, I thought it was too good to keep quiet, and I thought it was well worth it to share with other people.
Well, let's talk about this 5-minute, what do you call it?
It's the 5-minute book.
The 5-minute book.
The
title itself doesn't necessarily, I mean, it's intriguing enough to make people want to say, well, do I read it in 5 minutes? What is it about 5 minutes? But you're very clear in the preface that it really is about breathing. And I'm going to read the preface. It says, in this booklet are simple exercises for you to create your sanctuary, to ground yourself, and to create symbols. Each chapter has been subcategorized by home, work, and out and about to give you the information the fastest way possible. This booklet was written in a short, uncomplicated way, which is how I see you two, very uncomplicated. This is more than another tool. Think of it as your survival kit. Read any section and jump in, and remember to breathe. Everything in this booklet and every experience in your life can be enhanced and amplified with simple breathing. Please take the time to read the last chapter on breathing. Let's start with the last chapter on breathing.
Okay.
Which actually I thought could have been the first chapter. So.
And I tell you, I've been reworking the book a little bit. And I've been I don't know yet if I want to put it in the front or the back. The reason I didn't originally put it in the front is that my concept of reaching out to people is reaching out to Ma and Pa in Iowa And a lot of people, this is kind of a new age thought, or that's the group I'm going after. I try to dumb things down and make it easier for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes breath work gets too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And even people that are familiar with these concepts, it's like, am I supposed to be breathing this way? Am I supposed to be breathing through my nostrils? Am I supposed to be breathing from the left or the right side? Is it supposed to be a fire breath? And it's like, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Start someplace, because your breath is your energy. And using your breath, you can move things out of your body. You can make yourself more grounded. If you have minor aches and pains, you can see that spot that's in your body and easily breathe towards that spot and breathe it out through your body.
Mm-hmm.
I've done workshops with this where people have no idea of these concepts, and within 10 or 15 minutes, they've had minor aches and pains go away.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the importance of breath itself for a minute.
I guess the main thing about the breath is we tend to tense our bodies a lot with stress, emotions. The expression that people use is, I can't deal with it, so I'll just put it behind me. Well, guess what? It stays in your body. And my background is massage work, and I noticed that, even for myself, you know, there's a tendency, we start getting all tense up, and that's when we start getting body aches. And the more that we keep our body tense and tight, that's where we start getting into other health problems, and we start thinking we have arthritis, or in worst cases, people think they have to have back surgery. And quite simply, if people just remind themselves to do simple breathing, it will get the tension out of the body, it will make them feel more relaxed, it will also make them more productive at work, because their mind will not be so much focused on body pain or just body tension.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be more aware of how relaxed and more in the flow of things people will be in.
Well, one of the things that impressed me about this, I mean, like I said at the beginning, I'm a rebirther, and rebirthing or conscious connected breathing there's a very specific technique to it. It's a full breath in and a full breath out, and you breathe more into the chest. You're breathing in and out through the mouth, and it's a circular breath, and it goes on for about an hour. You know, so it's a very specific thing. Yoga breath is a very specific thing. One of the things that impressed me about your five-minute book is all you're doing is suggesting people to focus on a very relaxed inhale and exhale, and it's almost an effortless type of thing because it's the breath you're taking anyway, only you're concentrating more on not restricting it. Is that right?
You're not restricting it, and also you're just bringing more consciousness to your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just like, well, of course I breathe. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, are you really breathing? And one thing I do suggest is people just put their hand on their chest.
Mm-hmm.
And really feel what that breath feels like when they're breathing in. And it isn't forcing it out, but it's really in a relaxed way. As I describe it, is like sipping water through a straw. It's just very simple. It's gentle. It's bringing it in.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about this is it's not a loud, noisy breath.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually, as an example in the way I wrote the book, that you can do this anywhere. If it's standing in line at the bank, you may be in a really tense meeting at the office, and there's that five-minute break to get water and go to the bathroom and everything else. Well, you can very easily, quickly take a couple of breaths in, center yourself, ground yourself with your breath, and be more focused and ready to present your message and be much more clear in what you're trying to accomplish.
And in doing that, too, it's not just about the clarity, but it's also about, for a lot of people, releasing their anxiety and fear about what they might be having to do next. You know, so it's kind of like when somebody's really nervous and about to go on stage, they suggest you take 10 deep breaths. And the 10 deep breaths move more oxygen to your brain, but it also releases the tension that you're feeling and allows yourself to get past the fear. So it's, the groundedness actually helps people remove their armor and and go into a place that's more fearless.
It's an excellent place to be. Mm-hmm. It's I mean I personally yes, I've worked with Stuart before, but I found that this is a great easy vehicle that people can use anywhere. In just really on, like I said, relieving body pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't even, you know, once we start breathing and letting that stuff go, we're going to be much more relaxed. We're going to be able to become more body conscious of what our body feels like. By using that breath, the main thing I try to do with people, if I do massage work or a teacher workshop, is ask them, what does their body feel like? And if your mind's focusing on other aspects, such as tension or stress, or I got to get that job done, the reason I call this the 5-minute book is that a lot of people, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to start this meditation, and they're sitting there with their eyes closed, and they're breathing relaxed and consciously and just enjoying the moment. They're like, well, I don't know if 5 minutes has gone by, and I don't know if 15 minutes has gone by, and they start getting all stressed out about the breathing. And so I just tell people, okay, why don't you just take a kitchen timer, set it for 5 minutes, and you know it's done. Once you sit there and you can completely get lost into the breath, into that moment of not having anything on your mind and just taking gentle breaths for 5 minutes, knowing that the timer's going to go off and you'll know it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 minutes on the surface, sitting here discussing and say, well, 5 minutes, everybody will, boy, that doesn't seem like that long. But I guarantee you, 5 minutes just simple breathing, you'll be really surprised on how long 5 minutes can actually be
mm-hmm.
when you're doing breath work.
Right.
And once people get through the first 5 minutes and they maybe are doing it for a good, you know, month, then it's like, okay, hey, let's try maybe 10 minutes and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the approach of the book.
Okay. Now, when you say book, I know in the preface you call it a booklet, and for people who are listening, it's literally only 10 pages. Am I right?
It's about 10 pages, yeah.
Okay, so when you say 5-minute books, it actually could take you 5 minutes to read. And it is written very simply. There's nothing complicated about what you're talking about in this. I was very impressed with that. Now let's break it down, because you actually divide it into 3 sections, one called Sanctuary, one called Grounding, and one called Symbols.
Yes.
Let's start with Sanctuary, since that's where you start with the book. What does that mean?
Well, sanctuary is finding that place of peace and calm. Now, normally it's also a place where you can, what's called, recharge yourself. Now, we normally may not have the time to physically drive to the beach or physically get in the car and drive to the mountains and trees, but you can find that place of quiet and calm within yourself. And so doing that with sanctuary is with your eyes closed, you can just bring the breath in, and as you are relaxing and breathing, bring into your mind's eye that place that relaxes you, or think of a place of joy, and just breathe and relax and recharge yourself. And that's what sanctuary is about.
Okay, and can you give us an example of... I know in the book you talk about creating a atmosphere with, one thing I really loved is you suggested like an environmental CD or something like that. And, you know, even though I live in L.A. and we've had nothing but rain and thunder and lightning and hail for the last couple of months, for years we didn't have that, and people get a kick out of the fact that I really miss thunderstorms. So I use an environmental tape or CD of a thunderstorm, and I'll put it on the stereo, turn it up high, light a fire in the fireplace, put the air conditioning on so it's a little nippy, and I sit and I have my thunderstorm when I need it. You can actually create an atmosphere.
Yes, you can. You you can do it very simply with just a, you can do this with a CD like you suggested. And there are a couple of good ones. I do have a suggestion in my book of a couple of CDs that I've used in before. Doing massage work for 8 years, I'll tell you quite honestly, there are several people out there that have made what they call relaxation CDs. And my personal opinion, it's right up there with Alfred Hitchcock and Psycho. They're not relaxing. They're not very well mixed. A lot of times people make these things very cheaply, and they loop the birds in, and every 5 seconds you can count, well, here comes that bird, okay, and that's not, and that really doesn't help you relax. One of the suggestions is finding, you know, a good quality one that is relaxing to you, and also picking the sounds that relax you. And it doesn't even have to be an environmental CD mm-hmm. of either the ocean or the mountains or birds, any of that. It might be something as simple as classical music,
mm-hmm.
Something that relaxes and calms you. I generally recommend not using vocals, because vocals tend, your mind tries to get too active and sing with those.
Right, yeah, I agree.
And so it needs to be something that's more instrumental. There's one that I really like, and it's Japanese wind flute.
Mm-hmm.
With wind chimes, and it's not an environmental, but it's very relaxing. Just with you get the sense of peace and calm with that. The other idea of creating sanctuary can be something as simple as coming home, setting your kitchen timer for 5 minutes, lighting a candle, taking your shoes off, and opening up maybe a photo album, and taking the time and looking at the good times that places you've been, and maybe kind of go back in memory lane in a kind of positive way on a vacation that you really enjoyed. Maybe it was someplace in the Caribbean or wherever it was, and that's your place of sanctuary. It's not running away, but it's just giving yourself to make the break from home and work, because there's a tendency that we get into ruts. And what tends to happen is we work from 9 to 5, we come home, we do our routine of fixing dinner, and we get to take care of the kids maybe, and then we watch some TV, we go to bed, we go to work, and we get in this rut, and we never make what I call a clean break between work and home. And the idea of sanctuary is to stop everything completely between the home and from the work and just say, I'm going to take 5 minutes. Another place of sanctuary is your bathtub. You can very easily light a candle and sit in the tub for 5 or 10 minutes in a nice warm water, because some people, that's the place of the womb for some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very grounding place to be.
Right.
And you can very easily sit in the tub and relax and give yourself permission that it's okay, that things will get done,
mm-hmm.
and just relax. And I mean, for me, that's the place I love to relax, is in the tub, because it's the water itself is very grounding and very connecting, and it's another nice environment for your sanctuary.
Great. So let's move on to grounding.
Okay.
What do you mean by grounding?
Grounding is so important. This is a techniques that I've learned from massage work that a lot of people that tend to be health practitioners know some of this. Grounding is inviting light and energy into your body. And by bringing the light and energy in, it will create a vehicle, so when you're using your breath work, it will create a like I call it a river of light moving through your body. So as you breathe, you're going to breathe out all that tension out of your body. And the grounding cord will also help you feel more connected to where you are, either at work or at home. There is a it's interesting about looking at body types. Sometimes people that tend to be more heavy around the hip and waist may be caused because they're not fully grounded. And they're trying to ground themselves by putting more body weight on. So by finding a way to use your breath to ground yourself and feel more connected to this planet and to this earth, you can do this with your grounding cord. And that's a little bit of what that is.
Hmm. Actually, that's an interesting observation you made about people who may be overweight trying on a psychic or subconscious level to get more grounded. And that if they started doing some techniques, maybe losing some of that weight might come a little easier, is what I think you're saying.
That's it. Yes, that is part of it. Also, the other thing, too, give you an example for my own self that was doing massage work. There's a tendency when we're around people, if somebody's really up, it tends to make us really up. If somebody tends to be down and very depressive, we feel very depressive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking on other people's emotions. By having your grounding cord, you'll become what I call Teflon. You will not take on their emotions.
Mm.
And especially for myself as a health practitioner, when I was working hands-on with people, I could take on their emotions, or I could also at the same time pass on my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that would happen is I'm a very lean person. My average body weight is 135 pounds. When I was doing massage work, I could lose 5 or 10 pounds in a week. And the reason was because I was using, instead of pulling the energy from what I call around the sources of me or from the earth, I was actually pulling the energy from my body. So, and this can also be true if you're a manager or working with people or just working with the public. If you're not fully grounded, you may be pulling energy out of your own body, which is depleting your own resources, your immune system. A lot of other health issues can tend to happen. So grounding yourself will actually help you feel more connected where you are, make you more effective in making a presentation of who and what you're trying to present to people. You will have a tendency not to take on people's emotions, and your weight will be more even. And it's kind of an odd concept. I know most people have not heard this before, but this is a little bit about what the grounding cord is about.
Mm-hmm. In the section on grounding, you use the word trust a lot.
Yes.
What do you mean in this context by the word trust?
The reason is that in the grounding cord, there's actually image one, image two, and then there's connecting both of them. Image one, as I explained in the book, first invites light and energy through the top of your head and down through your body. On the second image, you're going to see light and energy coming in through the bottom of your feet and up through the top of your head. And at some point, we're going to very easily, and it's explained very simply in the book, where you see both the energy and light coming in from the top and down, down to your feet, and from your feet up, so they're passing each other. And it's like, okay, this is a little unusual. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I use the word trust because at first it's like, I have no idea what this is, and this seems really odd. And I use the word trust because this technique has been used in countless places, and it's probably, I'm sure, thousands of years old. And this technique of grounding yourself is taught in all different types of either religions or you might even say yoga practices. And it's been around. And this idea of grounding yourself does work. You may not immediately see it happening, or you may not immediately feel the shift in your body energy. But over time, you'll all of a sudden will feel a shift happening. And when you feel that shift happening, you'll know that you've actually got to that place of body awareness that, oh, yes, this is working. I feel much more relaxed. I feel more connected to my area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you use the word trust.
Okay. good. Now let's move on to symbols, which is the third
yeah.
section. When I was reading this section on symbols, I was reminded of like some Buddhist meditation stuff I did where they have you visually focus on something in front of you as a way of keeping your mind from wandering or, you know, getting something clear. It also reminded me a little of neurolinguistic programming grounding techniques to kind of like when you touch a certain something, you know, like your knee or something like that, it gets you centered and grounded on whatever it is you were programming. So are those similar to what you mean by using symbols? And talk a little bit more about the symbols.
Well, the symbol is again, my background is massage therapy. And the thing is, before I would start working with a client, I would do exercises to relax my body, to center myself, and use my grounding cord. And what I would do is, before the client would arrive, a lot of times I would use a candle, and that would be a reminder to myself. It would be my symbol to remind myself to stay centered with my grounding cord. So I suggest to people in the 5-minute book that they can very easily learn the techniques of how to bring the grounding cord in, and then if they're at home, as an example, then they can, with their eyes closed, think of something that is at work that could be their reminder of that place of peace and calm, that place of sanctuary. And a good example is a clock. It doesn't have to be the same clock, but you just can see in your mind's eye, just visualize that clock as you're relaxing. So when you're later on that you're at work and it starts getting tense and people are demanding things from you, all you have to do is turn your head, look at the clock that's on the wall, very calmly, easily, take a few breaths in, relax, and you know you're grounded back to where you were without having to go through the whole process of using the grounding cord. You just know from looking at your object that you're grounded and centered and more calm. And that's what the symbol is about.
Okay. So when you combine all three, the sanctuary, the grounding, the symbols, with becoming more conscious of the simplicity of the breathing, then the goal is, and the experience that I believe you've had and people that have given you feedback has, is that they find themselves more energized, more relaxed, and achieving more things. Is that right?
That is correct. And there's another thing that's important on this. As an example, and it doesn't have to be airline travel, but here in Los Angeles, it's very typical for somebody to fly out of LAX and fly over to San Francisco, and they're going to walk in and do a presentation. Well, guess what? Their body and mind and everything else is still in Los Angeles, no matter if they just got off the plane and they're in San Francisco. So by using simple breath and energy work, they can then become more grounded and connected at their new place where they are, and they're going to be more effective in giving their presentation. And this is also very true. It could be very simply from driving from point A to point B, that by using all of these things, by creating your sanctuary, by creating your grounding cord, you're going to be able to, wherever you wind up walking into a room, you're going to be able to connect directly to that room and be more connected to your surroundings, which will make you more relaxed and better able to give a presentation. And a presentation, again, can be one-on-one with another person, or it may be just being shuffling paper. It could be this is for anybody that to use these techniques and easily to apply.
Very good. Now, how can people get a copy of this? Is it free? Do they need to pay for it? Or
The book does have a cost. It's the cost is just $8, and they can actually go to. I've created an automatic email that they can go to for additional information and also get the free first chapter and read a little bit more and become familiar of this. They can go to Truth Radio, T-R-U-T-H, radio, at aweber.com, And that's aweber.com. So they go to truthradio@aweber.com. They'll get the first chapter on creating their sanctuary.
And then what?
And then what? There will be additional information on how to purchase the book.
Oh, okay. So in other words, the first chapter you're basically giving for free, and then if they want the whole thing, they'll find out how to pay the $8 and to get the complete book.
And it will be what they in the internet world, it's called an e-book, which is an online book,
mm-hmm.
and it's an Acrobat Reader format.
Okay.
And they can print it out on their own computer.
Great. Good. So I'm going to say that again. That's truthradio@aweber.com, A-W-E-B-E-R. Now, I want to shift gears here for a minute with you, Wayne, because there's something I know about you that I think is important to talk about on the air, because I think you're a real inspiration in a lot of ways, but particularly in moving through a dark period in one's life and actually coming back out on top and creating your dreams. And that's something I knew. I know it was just a few years ago where you didn't have enough income, rent wasn't getting paid, there was a lot of stress going on in your life, and you were turning to friends for support and things like that. And now you have a thriving business. You had this dream of the holistic web directory, and it's a reality, and a very good reality, which I want you to talk about. You know, this booklet on breathing. I know you sell sea silver, and you have a number of different things going for you. What's that journey been like, and how did you manifest what you've manifested?
Well, there's a lot of things. When I was doing massage work for 8 years, as much as I enjoyed working clients one-on-one, I just felt it was necessary to get the word out, what I call globally. And I also knew there was a lot of great other health practitioners doing wonderful work. Some were naturopaths, some were homeopaths, some were, in fact, on our directory, we have long-distance healers. The one thing is that I do not believe in disease. It's like, yes, I know it's there, but what I say on my site is I do not believe in disease, I believe in solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And as an example, doing massage work, and I've seen the medical profession do this to people. They'll look at somebody and they say, well, you're 50 and you have arthritis. And they go, okay, I guess so. And I had one client, very simply, all I did was regular massage work, didn't know even any history of him. And by the time I finished doing a regular massage work on this gentleman, he was in tears. And I said, well, what happened? And he said, it's the first time he was out of body pain in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what did you have? And he says, well, the doctor said I had arthritis. And I said, you don't have arthritis. You just have life. You just have stuff that, you know, again, this goes back to the breathing and letting people tend to put things in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And through just simple massage work, he was able to get out of body pain. And he actually went back and started working again. He was in his 60s. He went back working again, dating, and his life just totally turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the holisticwebdirectory.com is to show people that there are other answers out there besides being in misery, in pain.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of solutions out there, and what the Holistic Web Directory will do is there's health articles online. You'll also find health products, things that I know have worked with my clients. You'll also find a very extensive directory of health practitioners online that are doing very good work.
I know you have probably about 40 different categories here, everything from yoga to emotional release, energy healing, feng shui, hella work, massage, coaching, colon hydrotherapy, breath work, and rebirthing, and even a list of psychotherapists like myself, acupuncture, acupressure, I'm just reading a few of them, movement therapy, Pilates, You know, so everything on a holistic level that exists, you have a category and practitioners listed.
Well, I'm still learning things on my directory of my own self. I mean, I've been in this field for over 15 years, and I'm still learning things. And one of the things that just amazed me is women having problems conceiving children. Something as simple as going and having a chiropractic adjustment may be all they need to conceive a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I've learned is sometimes insomnia can be treated with acupuncture. And the idea of the directory is saying, you know, you may not know how to deal with arthritis, but come online and I'll show you 10 different ways how to treat arthritis. Mm-hmm. Or the idea I'd like to approach with my website is what a school teacher does.
Mm-hmm.
A school teacher will tell you a little bit about England and about the culture and their history, but she's not going to have enough time to give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's enough for you to go, you know, I really find that interesting about England, and I think I'm going to go to the library now and get a book and read more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to do with people is help them do what's called their own self-discovery, to find out what's going on with themselves, to know that there's an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And for my own self, being a health practitioner, in order for me to be effective, I've had to have other people work on my body. And I've done workshops, and I've had to go through the whole thing of self-discovery for my own self. And that's the information I try to share to people, because there's a lot that is going on with our body that doesn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be reduced or completely eliminated by working with a health practitioner.
Well, the directory is really exceptional because, you know, I read off, like, the professional services, and you have, like I said, about 40 or 50 different ones here, but you also have another listing for health conditions. So if someone has back pain, they can click on that and then get to practitioners that specialize in that, and that may be a whole range of the professional services, not just chiropractors or something like that. So it's really divided up nicely, plus you have articles on here. I know that I was reading an article on using yoga to treat ADD earlier today, and you list different workshops and conferences that are going on around the country. So this is actually a national or international directory?
It's international.
So there are actually practitioners in other countries as well as all over. So if someone in Phoenix is looking for some local things, they can go into a search, type in Phoenix, and see who's in their area that's on the directory.
Yes. I actually had somebody come into my directory that was looking for alternative treatments for cancer in Switzerland, and I got them an answer in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's very simple. The information is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I always tell people is that it's also wherever your comfort level is, because if a long-distance healer seems a little bit too woo-woo or,
right.
or not that familiar to you, or working with a health shaman seems a little bit too strange, okay, let's work with somebody else. We have very credible medical doctors that are on the holistic side, which means they're going to look more what's going on with the body, mind, spirit side.
Mm-hmm.
Or not everybody's familiar, but there's also what's called a naturopath.
I know you have 274 listed under that one.
Yes, and I'm actually putting a new article online explaining more about naturopaths, because they tend to do work like a medical doctor, but different kind of degree. And they will be working more hands-on with you on finding solutions to your health challenge.
Well, that's great. So, but again, I want to get back to that was the result of, was the conclusion of your dream. But how did you actually get out of that place where you were struggling and get to where you are now? I know that you're a distributor of Sea Silver. You have the web directory, created this 5-minute book, and I know that you are a real creative channeler in a sense, that you get an idea and you make it manifest. How did you get from that place of struggle to shifting yourself so that you could get these things done and actually are earning a living now?
There's two different ways I would answer that. The first part of that is that I took full responsibility. And when I say took full responsibility, I knew back when I was in high school, I don't know where the information came from or how, but I kind of got a little message in my head that said I was a healer. Mm-hmm. And at the time, being in high school, I didn't know what that meant, and it scared the heck out of me.
Well, it gets back to that word trust we talked about before, that
yes.
you get hits like that to trust them and go with them.
And exactly. And we all get information, and we don't know why, but in our core of our being, we're told this is where we need to go. This is our cause. This is our mission. Take the time to listen to that information and go and explore it and do some workshops and find out what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, is trusting that information. The other thing, too, is by using simple techniques of using the breath work and grounding yourself, when you're in a more relaxed place, information will come to you much more easily. And when you start receiving that information, that's when you need to reach out to more people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not done by yourself. It's, again, that word trust. Because you're going to have to turn to other people and just say, I have no idea what a shaman is, but somebody recommended me to work with you, and I'll trust that you know what you're doing. And you give it a try, you see what happens. And it doesn't mean that you have to go, you know, a 10 full sessions. It might mean, you know, it's like trying, okay, we've never tried eggplant.
Right.
Okay, let's try it. Maybe
right.
you try it once or twice and you say either, okay, I've tried it now twice, I don't like it.
Right. It's
or
the beauty of like going to a buffet or a smorgasbord and being able to take a bite of something and decide instead of having to order a whole plate. And that's what the holistic web directory is. It's a buffet,
and it's trusting, you know, and it's listening to your own inner voice of what says, yeah, this feels right. I don't understand this, but I have a good sense about this, and I want to try this. And one of the things I say to my massage clients, and it's simple things, and it sounds like something you might hear in a kung fu show. I ask them a very simple question, which is, what does the wind feel like when you walk down the street?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I ask that question is we really don't have much body awareness. And body awareness is, what does the sunshine feel like on your face as you walk down the street? What does the breeze feel like on your arm? Once you start becoming more body aware, it also means you're becoming more energy aware of things. And when you become more energy and body aware of things, you'll be able to start using that word trust more, and you'll know what feels right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things when I talk to people, I read things I call energetically, like just a gut feeling I have on something. I recently just bought a car, and two of the exact same cars, one was white, one was gold. I got in one car, and I don't know what it was about it, but it just didn't feel right. It had an energy to me that said, don't buy this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what was wrong with it. I did not buy it, and I trusted that information. And a lot of us, you know, we hear that voice or something that says, you know, I really don't think I need to make that business decision. But then somebody persuades us, and we go ahead and make that business decision. And then something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to encourage people to use that breath work, find that place of calm and sanctuary, and really get to a place of trusting that information.
So I'm curious now, did you get the white or the gold?
I got the white.
I had that feeling for some reason.
I know, yeah. Yeah. And it's real, and we all have this sense of information.
Uh-huh.
You know, There's times that we will say, you know, I got to call Mary, I got to call Mary, I got to call Mary, and guess what? Mary calls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, how do we connect A, B to get to C?
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is finding that place of quiet and calm and allowing that information to come to us, and, again, trust. You don't really have to know what that channel is or how that works, but trust that the information is there. And in a bigger picture with the grounding cord, quite honestly, is where you can do what's called manifesting or bringing together what you want. One of the things I was able to create the web directory is by using the grounding techniques and manifesting things. When I needed a marketing person, all I did was I did my breath work, I grounded myself, I got centered, and I just said verbally, out loud, I just said, I need a marketing person. 2 days later, a friend of mine called, and they said, do you need a marketing person? I said, yep. I know this stuff works.
Uh-huh.
And I've been able to manifest a relationship in 3 months. I've manifested cars, houses, anything you want, it's there. And that's also a little bit of what I do when I do life practitioner work. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get into that, but life practitioner, as I kind of say to my clients, I hold on to the truth no matter what the outer appearances are. And you may be struggling with finances, but I know that there is an answer, and then the answer is within you. And I will hold that truth of knowing that there is an answer, and I'll hold it as long as you need to until you find that answer. And this is all available to us, and we just have to be open to new ideas and trying something different.
Yeah. Well, what you've created is certainly something different, and the internet is an amazing vehicle for making the world smaller and connecting to things. And I really know that this holistic web directory helps accomplish just that. And I want to remind people that if you want to get in touch with Wayne McDonald or with me, you can do that one of two ways. You could do it through my website, tellthetruthfaster.com, and there are hyperlinks to Wayne's website, the Holistic Web Directory there. You can also email me or Wayne on my website, or get to Wayne directly through Holistic Web Directory. So tellthetruthfaster.com, and if you want to listen to this show again, in about a week or so, it'll be archived along with all of the other shows I've done over the last, since August 2nd, 2001, when Wayne was my first guest. You can even listen to that show from a few years ago that Wayne and I talked about issues similar to what we talked about today. So, Wayne, I want to thank you tremendously for being on the show again today, and we won't wait so long to have you back again. And I think the work that you're doing is really important and really wonderful and very complementary and compatible with what I believe in, telling the truth faster. And I think getting centered and grounded is exactly what that's doing. It helps people connect with that inner truth even more. So with the title, The Truth Is in the Breath, really holds true. So thanks for being here again. Thank you again, Stuart. Okay, so I'll be back again next week, and I believe I'm going to be having one of the filmmakers.